Hello, this is Dan.
Hi, Dan. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good. Local Splash, what's that?
Yes, so we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Handyman Dan on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for handyman services or any of the specifics, we make sure that they see you as an option for them when they're searching from within your service area. And I'm sure that you've used Google, right, once or twice in your own life to search?
Yeah, I believe I have.
Okay, I figured. So, you know, when you do that search, like Handyman Near Me, for example, you'll get the map of the San Diego area. It'll pop up in the middle of that page. And then next to that map, there's a list of the companies that service within that area. And as I'm sure you've seen, there are pages and pages of results. But on that first page, they see 24/7 Handyman Service, Charlie Madison Home Improvement, Unstoppable Handyman. Are you familiar with any of those by any chance?
I think the first one I've heard of.
Okay, so, and they're the locals too. There are just a few that are benefiting from being listed there now, and that's where we would list you, is right there alongside them. So now you'll be an option when people search as well. Now,
I understand. The
reason you're getting this call today is we have that first page position become available in the geographic area for that category. So we're assigned to that area today. There's a team of us calling through to fill that open position there. If we were to program Handyman Dan in to appear in that position, we can't accept any additional companies in who offer the same services. So that way you won't share either or rotate. You'll always be an option at that very moment that you're needed. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, excellent. And a couple of questions. How long have you been in business as Handyman Dan?
Just a year and 3 months.
A year and 3 months. Okay. Is it just you, or you have a helper? Or
Yeah, I'm a sole practitioner.
All you. Okay. Okay. And then the area that you're servicing, I mean, I know that the San Diego is home base for you, but you're 92105. How far do you typically like to travel for the work?
No more than 30-mile radius.
Oh, that's a big area. Okay. So it sounds like
typically it's like a 3-mile radius.
Okay.
Because I use Nextdoor, you know?
Uh-huh. Nextdoor, I'm familiar.
Yeah, and so I get a lot of work right nearby. It's great.
Okay, yeah,
but
and
I'll,
I was going
to
say...
But I'll go up to 30 miles away.
Okay, okay, yeah, and you're in a great area, so it's not like you would have to go that far in an area like yours to get what you need. So it sounds as long as it's the right kind of work within a reasonable traveling distance, you're pretty open to taking on more work, right, here and there?
Well, yeah, it just depends on what kind of work it is, you know, whether I have experience doing it, whether I prefer to do that kind of work or not, you know.
Okay.
Every handyman has kind of their area of expertise, you know, but they also have a lot of general skills too.
And I was going to ask, so in a perfect world, the phone rings, right? And the person on the other end, what are they asking for? What do you specialize in?
They're usually asking for things like replacing a faucet, replacing a light fixture, putting in a ceiling fan, patching holes in drywall, putting up blinds, drapes, artwork. Those are really common things that I do for people.
And that's what you enjoy? If that were... Okay, okay. Do you do like TV mounting too?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good keyword. So, and then for that first page position that we have available there today, it's month-to-month pricing. There's never any contracts or anything like that. And based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online. You're a 5 out of 5 star rated company. And that's something
nice.
That we look for. You meet the criteria that we require. The website looks good. And overall, Dan, you see value in all of this, right? Being found at that moment you're needed there?
Sure, sure. Because I do those searches myself, and I recommend to people that they do searches either on Nextdoor because it's local or, yeah, Google because it gives you a slightly bigger area, you know, and you can adjust that. You can look out beyond your immediate area and still find stuff. So, yeah, and it's something that I personally use.
Okay, great. So what I'll do then is pull up the pricing for that position that we have available there today. And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Sure. Sure. And I would just like to know, like, what is the radius of the search? Is that adjustable or is it fixed? That kind of thing, you know, just sort of to know how wide do I cast, is my net being cast, you know?
Good question. Okay, so I'm going to do two things. I'm going to pull up the pricing as well as the reach, like how far out you'll be found. And then that way, and I'm grabbing Amy. She's my regional manager for the area to give me the distance. Hang on here. And then the good news, too, is you have that website already, so we don't have to buy a domain or build out the site, so it'll bring the rate down a little bit for you. Let me grab her. I'll get you those details. And then I think what I'm hearing is if we can make this make sense for you, that would be something you would want?
Possibly. I recently was contacted in December by Angie Leads, you know, Angie's List. And it's
yes.
A lead generation company, you know, and you pay for the leads that you get. And I did end up signing up with it, and I'm kind of sorry I did. It costs me a lot.
Oh,
and
I've heard that before.
I'm a little gun shy right now about things, but I have advertised on Nextdoor where I just paid for a 1 month, you know, spot, like, similar to what you're describing, you know, a spot where I would show up early on people's search list, you know, results list. And that brought me a lot of business, and it was pretty inexpensive, you know. So
okay.
I am interested. It's just got to be affordable. It's just got to make sense for me, you know.
Okay. Okay, great. Let me grab Amy. We'll get you those details right now. Hang on here.
Now what I like is that it's month to month, because there may be times when I want to just turn off advertising because I've got so much work, you know, and I'm booked well enough in advance that I can just kind of stop that for now and then pick it up later when things begin to, you know, start to slow down. Because being a sole practitioner, there's a limit to how much I can work. You know, I don't want to cast a huge net and have 100 people calling me every day, because it's just going to overload me and I'm not going to be able to do any work for them, and they're probably not going to call me back. You know, so it's a balancing act.
Right, the month to month is great. Everybody really likes that. Okay, I'm just going to bring her on right now. She's got the details on how far. Hang on here. Hello, Dan.